This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الطلاق مرتان، فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court of India ruled that the triple talaq practiced by men is unconstitutional and against the law, as it violates Act 14 and 21 of the Constitution. They have suspended the practice pending new legislation with regards to this practice. The issue caught widespread attention. It was trending on a global level. It was the talk of the town and the talk of many circles in and around our community. I thought it would be appropriate for us today to utilize this platform to educate ourselves with regards to the concept of talaq and where it fits in our lives. The very first thing I'd like to start off with is that Islam is a religion of moderation. It's in total harmony with human life. Islam avoids extremism in every aspect of life. If men and women are not happy, if the marriage is not producing the necessary results, and they are constantly at loggerhead with one another, and after trying all the different avenues, if they are not getting along, then Islam also doesn't want them to continue living together. And therefore Islam has brought in within its constitution the chapter of talaq. At the same time, Islam does not want you to sway towards the other extreme, where for every trivial matter you want to throw your marriage away. Islam advocates the path of moderation and the path of balance in every affair of our life. There are practices in the world which strongly advocates that you can never get divorced, whether you die under that man's oppression, but talaq cannot even be discussed. You must make sure that your janaza leaves this house, nothing else. I don't want to hear anything. That's the one extreme that people push for. And likewise, the other extreme is throw your marriage away for every small thing. I'm going to call my father. And the father will say, yeah, you know what, I've got enough resources to look after my daughter. If you can't maintain her liver, I'll look after. So we are saying that take the middle path. Where there's a genuine need, apply for the divorce. Where there isn't a genuine need, then work on the marriage. And the Quran advocates that when there's problems in the marriage, when the marriage is going through a turbulent phase, then the Quran advocates that sit down together and try to sort out your matters within the household. Husband and wife sitting down and talking to each other, discussing the issues, putting the matters on the table and trying to find some solutions. That's the first step that the Quran advocates. But what if the matter is not resolved through this procedure? What does the Quran say? The Quran says, فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Appoint a representative from his side and appoint a representative from her side. Choose wise people, people who understand the nitty-gritty of life, people who have the necessary understanding of dealing with such cases. Let them sit down together, both families, let them sit down together and try to iron out the issues. And Allah says an amazing thing. إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If both parties are genuine and sincere about reconciliation, Allah says, I will give them muhabba and love again in that marriage. Allahu Akbar. In yurida islaha, yuwaffiqu Allahu baynahuma. If both parties are sincere about reconciling, Allah says, I will grant them the muhabba and the love once again. The question is, are we sincere in our endeavors? Or are we just throwing our marriages away? If after going through the necessary channels and the necessary procedure, we are still not able to resolve our issues, then the last option is talaq. The last option is divorce. Let me reiterate those sentiments. If the marriage does not recover from those bruises, then the last procedure should be talaq, not the first procedure. Unfortunately, men and women are opting for divorce first before trying to resolve their matters. And then they're sitting with regret. They're sitting with deep sorrow. The last resort is divorce, not the first resort. We must educate our children. That is why there's a great need for premarital counseling for our children that are getting married. We must sit them down and we must tell them, life is not only about happy moments. You're going to get married, my son. You're going to get married, my daughter. And there will be phases in your marriage where you think that everything is just breaking apart and everything is falling apart and nothing seems to be working. How are you going to handle yourself, my son? How are you going to carry yourself, my daughter? Do we even have these discussions with our children? And it's important to educate our children before they even get married, that in the unlikelihood of such and such occurrences, my son, you need to behave in such and such manner. And my daughter, this is how you handle a situation. When a person is flying, whether he's a frequent flyer or whether he's a newcomer on the plane, he has to go through the safety rules. In the unlikelihood of an emergency landing or so-and-so occurrence, we advise the following. Now imagine a couple is going on a honeymoon and they have to listen to that. How awkward. It's awkward, but it's necessary for them to hear it. That if they happen to be in those crises, how they need to react. And in our nikah talks, we need to move away from the flowery talks and we need to be frank about these discussions. That my son, you're getting married, may Allah bless you. My daughter, may Allah bless you also. But if things don't work out in your marriage, it doesn't mean you must throw your marriage away. There are ways to work with your marriage. When a person meets up in an accident, he assesses the damage and he goes to the panel beater and he works on the car. The panel beater knocks out the dents and the man drives the car after that. If there's electrical fault, he'll go to the electrician. If there's a mechanical fault, he'll go to the mechanic. But he won't throw the car away. Likewise in life, in our marriages, there are times where we require the panel beater to help us knock out those dents from the marriage. And then there are times where we require the electrician to help us with other issues. And then there are times where there are mechanical faults in our marriages and we require the mechanic. We work on our marriages. We don't throw them away. Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, people are throwing in the towel too early into their marriages without even giving it a try. Allahu Akbar. Having said that, brothers and sisters in Islam, there are times in our lives where after following all the necessary procedures, the marriage just doesn't recover. What does the Sharia say in that regard? The Sharia says that you can opt for divorce. So there are three ways and three types of talaq. Please understand this carefully. From the three, two are according to the Sunnah and the Sharia. The third way of practicing talaq and the third way of issuing divorce is bid'ah. It is not in harmony with the sunnah. The Sharia does not advocate such practice. The Sharia does not tell you to opt for the third option when you are divorcing your wife. Two are according to the sunnah. The third one is bid'ah. It's not what Islam advocates. The first way of divorcing a woman, which is the best way of divorcing a woman, is to divorce her in a period where you did not share the bed with her, where she is in her clean cycle, she's not going through her menses, and you divorce her once and you leave her. You allow the iddah to expire, the 3 months to lapse, and she goes her own way and you go your own way. That is the best way of giving divorce. And the reason why this is the best way is, let's say a few months down the line, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, if they ever want to get back together, the doors are still open. That's the best way of giving divorce. And I need to emphasize here, brothers, that one divorce is enough to end a marriage. You don't need to issue 3 talaqs to end any marriage. You don't need to issue 3 talaqs to end a marriage. It is a grave misconception that many people think that you have to issue all 3 divorces in one go in order to finish the matter. If you want to end a marriage, 1 bullet is fine. It will do the job. You don't need to fire all 3 bullets. You issue 1 divorce in a clean period where you did not share the bed with her, and you let her sit in her iddat, and you allow the iddat to expire, and she is free and you are free. That's the best talaq. The second way of issuing the talaq, which is also in harmony with the sunnah and which is also advocated by the Sharia, is where you divorce your wife 3 divorces over 3 months. So you divorce her in the first clean period without sharing the bed with her, and you allow the first cycle, her first menses, to lapse. Then you issue the second divorce if you have to. I'm saying if you have to, if you really want to, which is not necessary. The job can be done with 1. But if you want to go for the second one, then wait for the second cycle to come in. Once a woman is again in a clean period, and again you don't share the bed, you issue the second divorce. And the reason why Islam spreads it out is that as humans we have a change of heart. After 2-3 weeks, you know what? This is not good. This is not healthy. Our children are suffering. We are suffering. It's not easy. Let's reconcile. The avenue is still there, alhamdulillah, because you're following protocol. Then the third cycle comes in. The woman becomes clean. Now you can issue the third divorce. It's not necessary to issue all 3 divorces to annul a marriage. It's not necessary. 1 is enough. You can do the job with one bullet. Don't waste the other 2. And alhamdulillah, many people have come to their senses. Many people come to realization after a few months down the line that this is not healthy. People are suffering. Let's reconcile. Alhamdulillah, there are avenues and there are channels available for them to reconcile again. Those are the 2 types of talaq. The third talaq, which is widely practiced by people, which is contrary to the Sharia, which is not advocated by the sunnah, and that is where a man in one sitting, in one go, gives 3 talaqs. That is bid'ah. Islam does not advocate that. But if a man does issue all 3, what's the ruling? All 3 will be effective. It's illegal to take anybody's life without any valid reason. But if a person shoots, of course it's going to kill. Of course it's going to take effect. It's not, the bullet is not going to make distinction between legal and illegal. The bullet is going to do its job. Then you can't say, no, Sharia is very oppressive. Islam does not cater for us. That is why we have problems. It's because we are not regulating ourselves. And when we don't regulate ourselves, then outside authorities take over the matter. Like you see in India, the court has stepped in cases where men are issuing 3 talaqs over WhatsApp, over Skype, and over email to their women. And today the women are crying in the court. Why? All because we have not regulated ourselves. It's very important here, brothers. And at times your partner might provoke you. If you're a man, give me the divorce. Show me you can give me the divorce. Show me. Talaq should never be given in the fit of anger. Talaq should never be given in the fit of anger. It should be a thought out process. Go through the proper channel. And then in the end, if things cannot work out, then only you opt for talaq. Talaq should not be done impulsively. And you, if you have to do it, you let your wife go with the same dignity that she came with in your house. Allahu Akbar. الطلاق مرتان فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. Allah says only 2 options. Either you live with them in kindness or you let them go in kindness. Talaq does not have to be acrimonious. Talaq does not have to get ugly. Let there be respect. Let there be love. Let there be mutual harmony between the two. As long as the children are there, you are going to be talking to each other, communicating with each other. So let's do it with love and respect. It's highly important that we educate ourselves and our children with regards to the rules of talaq and the rules of divorce. And if you can play an assisting role, then play an encouraging and assisting role. Don't ever become the means of somebody's marriage breaking. It's easy for you to say, just divorce him or just divorce her. You lose nothing. You're going back home to a nice, beautiful house, to your wife, your children. You lost nothing. You're sleeping nicely. Who's suffering? It's those people that you got involved with. So if Allah ever uses you to unite people, then unite the parties. Don't tear them apart. They are already broken. Don't further fragment them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. In a nutshell, allow me to conclude in this last minute that there are 3 ways of issuing divorce. 2 are according to the sunnah, and the last one is bid'ah. Islam does not advocate that. The first one is, you divorce your wife in a clean period where you have not shared the bed with her and she is not in her menses. You divorce her once and you allow the iddah to expire. She is free, you are free, you can get married to whoever you want and she can get married to whoever she wants. The second way of issuing divorce is over 3 months. 1 in each clean period. 1 month, 2nd month, 3rd month. And the last one is the wrong method, where a man issues all three divorces in one sitting. That is the incorrect, improper way of dealing with matters. May Allah safeguard our marriages. May Allah protect our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blissful marriages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all those couples that are going through difficulties in their marriages.